This is CICK News. Kira Westby, the Bulkley Valley Museum Director, has been working on a project called the Community Heritage Register for nearly 7 years, and she is finally ready to launch the registry for public consultation. The register is the first step in designating a building with heritage status, and to date, Smithers has two locations with heritage designation, the museum itself, or the Central Park building, which used to be the Smithers Courthouse, and the CN railcar from which this radio station is currently broadcasting. Kira and her team identified 24 locations as locations of importance, but you too can nominate your property or another property from within the town limits to be considered for the register. Here's Kira explaining the project further.
A community heritage register is a heritage planning tool. So there's lots of different heritage planning tools that are available to municipalities. The one people often think of is like heritage designation, which actually protects a building or a property. This is several steps before that. It's a formal list of these are places in the community that the community has identified as having heritage value for, you know, whether it's a building or we have, for example, some civic spaces or we have totem poles. So things that the community has identified as being significant in telling the story of the community. And it's a list of those and it's an educational tool. So, you know, the planning department will now be aware of what are these heritage places. The first time that myself and Harry Crystalbrink, who's a local historian who's since passed away, we went to council in December 2018 and said, you know, Smithers hasn't really done any heritage planning at all. We have the Central Park building as a designated building. The train station is a designated building, so those are two protected buildings, but those were done in the 1980s and the 1990s, and nothing's really been looked at since. And we do have some interesting heritage buildings and places in the community, and we should start to look at that. And then in 2021, there was a grant opportunity from Heritage BC. So we applied to get the funding to do this project and said, you know, let's come up with a register. Let's dip a toe back into heritage planning. Yes. And that everybody was happy with it.
So if someone's hearing this and let's say they've just missed all the information about mm-hmm. this prior yeah. and they either live in or know of a property yeah. that should be on this registry, mm-hmm. is there still time for that or where, what part of the process are you in now with kind of public input?
So what we've done is the initial list of 24 places has gone to council and is now adopted or been adopted by resolution. But we will have sort of an ongoing nomination process. So this isn't like a one and done. Mm. It's now set in stone forever. Properties and buildings and places can be added or subtracted. So if people have a property or they own a property or they're interested in knowing more about that, they can contact us. We're going to have a nomination form on our website. Okay. And I envision it being like, you know, once we get two or three or four more, we'll go back to council and say, hey, here's the next four, and kind of just keep adding to it over time.
Cool. So yeah. It's a living document.
It is a living document. Yeah. That they can even just wander into the museum. We love having people drop by and say hi, or they can give us a call at the museum. Our website is bvmuseum.org, and it's currently under the Get Involved section. There's a subpage for the Heritage Registry, and that's where we'll be putting the forms. We have had people come forward, and I think I mentioned last night at council's, like, the 24th property was a last-minute addition in the last 2 weeks because someone said, hey, why isn't mine there? So it's nice to see people are engaged in it and interested in it.
Thanks so much, Kira.
Of course, yeah.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.